Jeff Rieger. 911 Rieger from 97 won the ticket on Twitter at Rieger1984 does nights on the ticket. How are we doing, Mr. Rieger?
Sparky, how are we? What's going on? Are you guys going to embarrass the Tigers again? That was a tad embarrassing yesterday. My goodness. They were not ready for Brewer baseball.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, this team isn't even fully healthy. I mean, there's no Yelich. There's no Vaughn. There's no Cheerio. I mean, this isn't even really a full lineup. And the left side of this infield stinks. I mean, the odds of David Hamilton getting four hits in a game the rest of the year is probably the same odds Charlie has of winning a lottery at this point. But, I mean, you know, I was happy it happened. And just I rather would have had it happen against the Cubs or the Cardinals. All due respect to your Tigers. I really don't care about the Tigers. Rieger, I got a question for you. A personal question. How does one roll a golf cart at a charity event?
That's years ago. The statute of limitation
I just found out about it, and I don't remember you ever telling me that you rolled a golf cart at a charity event. I'd like to know how one rolls a golf cart at a charity event.
You know, I'm putting this all together. We now have colleagues that know each other and are
that's
kind
correct.
Of the same. So I'm sure somebody spill the beans on me. Now, listen, it's not a charity event. It is a golf outing that our station does. You guys should join us at a country club with the person that you were talking to, I'm sure belongs to said country club. It was the 17th hole. The cart path is downhill. We might have had a couple of pops. It was wet outside. Totally not my fault. I was going down the hill. I pumped the brakes just to be safe. The cart flipped. My eyes flashed in front of me. I was okay. And the people behind me, my so-called work friends, all they cared about was if they put it on social media. So, of course, they did. And then the private course was very upset that this happened. And they wanted me to pay for the damage to the golf cart, which was like $500, but I refused.
It's more than that. But, yeah, I mean, either way, I mean, that was irresponsible of you at the end of the day. You should have paid for the golf cart. I mean, really, if we're thinking about it, Rieger.
No. Well, first of all, you don't sign a waiver, number one.
Maybe you do some endorsement spots for them and tell everybody about the golf course and, you know, all of that. Maybe that's the workaround. I don't know.
Who's at fault? The person that flips the golf cart.
Yes.
Innocently, by the way. Or, there's another option here, or the course that is allowing you to play on the course. I mean, safety is a concern at a golf course, Sparky. They didn't have to let us out. It's their call.
Rieger, you said you had a couple of, quote, pops along the way. This was your fault.
Well, you're allowed to have pops. I wasn't driving, like, on the roads.
Fine. But I'm just saying, if I'm the golf course, see, this is why you need to come back here and work, because I miss my Rieger stories. I do. And the fact that you kept this for me all these years, I really am disappointed. This is a great story.
What a ringing endorsement from my good friend Sparky Pfeiffer. You're my clown. Please come back to work. You make me laugh. You're my clown. Thank you. That's all I really ever wanted in life.
That's why you brought Rami back. Yeah,
hey, I got Rami back, right? I mean, same type of deal, Rieger. I mean, same thing. We're going to eventually get them all back. All right, Rieger, so let's talk about the Lions, because that's the main reason I got you on.
Touch Lions, I see.
Yeah, not just the golf cart story, even though we could probably do five more minutes on it. I want to get your thoughts on where Lions fans are, because Charlie and I were talking. You know, he's a Bears fan, Chicago Charlie, and we don't really see all these, you know, arrogant, cocky Lions fans on social media this offseason as much as we've seen them the last couple of off seasons. So what's the mood like in Detroit getting ready for this draft?
Well, it's kind of weird to tell you the truth. Like, I think everybody thinks they're going to take tackle, right? Because obviously the Lions offensive line needs work. It needs depth. And I'd say the first 7 to 8 tackles are really good in this draft. And one should fall. Maybe two should fall to 17. But I think you nailed it. Nobody likes what Brad Holmes did in the offseason. He essentially went clearance bin shopping. If you look at who they picked up, it's nobody with any pedigree or any track record. They have to fill so many holes defensively. They have to fill so many holes on the offensive line. And I think people were expecting more of a splash. It did not happen. That's after, of course, missing the playoffs and watching Ben Johnson go to being one drive away from the NFC title game. So I think people still like Brad Holmes, but all the fun, all the playing on Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, all the arrogance, it has kind of gone away. And I think Lions fans are very concerned about it being those three nasty, dirty letters that we're not allowed to say on the radio, which is S-O-L. They peaked. They had the NFC title game that they blew the 17-point lead in the second half. They went 15-2 the next year. They lost to the Commanders. The year after that, last year, they missed the postseason. The NFC North has gotten better. I don't know that the Lions have. So I think fans are a little afraid. I really do think that.
What about your quarterback? Like, are we still confident in the quarterback without Ben Johnson after last year?
It's a great question. I'd say it's split. The majority of Lions fans, I won't say split. I'd say 65% of Lions fans still like Jared Goff, still believe Jared Goff can do stuff when he's protected. And that's the key, right? You got to protect the guy. Yeah. He has so many skill weapons around him, whether it be Amon-Ra, Sam Laporta's going to come back, Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, David Montgomery's no longer with them. But the bottom line is, I do think Lions fans still believe in this man. They just thought last year was an example of zero pass protection, and Jared Goff wasn't very good. Now, there's other Lions fans, and I've been falling into this category lately, that don't like Jared Goff as much. Maybe he is that bridge quarterback that we thought he was when the Lions traded him for Matt Stafford a couple years back. Of course he got paid, but if you look at Jared Goff, there's a couple of interesting things. People hate the fact he can't run. He is so slow, he's not mobile at all, and he just gives himself up way too much in the pocket when pressure, the first sign of pressure. The second thing is, Jared Goff has played in some pretty big games as a Lions quarterback. One was that Commanders game. He was atrocious. That was to get to the NFC title game. Go back to last year, the game in Philly, he was awful. And then the last game of the season going against Max Brosmer. I don't even know who that is, but the Vikings beat the Lions on Christmas. Goff was horrendous. So I do think it's probably 60-40, maybe 65-35. Most Lions fans are still with him, but another not ideal season. And I do believe a lot of people might turn on the quarterback.
I'm trying to figure this out. Why would you want the OC from the Cardinals for?
It's a great question. Everybody wanted Mike McDaniel.
Yes.
Everybody wanted Mike McDaniel. And
here,
in Milwaukee,
I was saying, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, I was saying, anybody but McDaniels to Detroit, please. Anybody but McDaniels to Detroit. And you heard this kid, I was like, oh, that's cool. You can have him. Go ahead.
Well, the crazy thing is, it's weird that Harbaugh got him, right? I mean, those two guys together, are they going to work? Maybe. They're going to be super interesting and very quotable.
Super weird.
But 100%. So it's a weird dynamic because McDaniels came to town, and it was on a Thursday, I believe, and the whole city was abuzz. Like, oh, yes. Because a lot of people thought he was going to get a head coaching gig, remember?
Yeah.
When he got fired from Miami, and he's like, no, I want to take the year off. I want to be the OC again. And it was the dream scenario, I think. Even you said you didn't want it to happen. And then he comes in for the visit. I don't know what happened. And then he leaves. And then, of course, the Lions go to Drew Petzing, who maybe works out. He likes to utilize the tight end. Apparently, he's very good at that zone run scheme, and the Lions will use that. But I agree with you, and we'll see if Drew Petzing works out. And furthermore, if he doesn't work out, think about this, Sparky. Think about this. Dan Campbell is beloved in this town, as he should be. He's had great success. But let's say Drew Petzing doesn't work out. Then you're looking at Anthony Lynn, his first OC, had to fire him. Ben Johnson, he leaves for Chicago. John Morton had to fire him during the middle of the season, yep, who was replacement for Ben Johnson. So if Drew Petzing doesn't work out, can you really allow your coach to hire his fifth offensive coordinator? So it's a very interesting hire. They're sold. We'll see if it works out.
Oh, man, things are going to get interesting in Detroit. Now, I look at a lot of mock drafts. With the draft coming up tomorrow, Packers got no first, right? So we got our Green Bay football post-game show brought to you by Steam Fitters Local 601 coming up Friday night starting at 6 o'clock with Charlie Usen and myself talking about rounds 2 and 3 for the Pack. You all got a first-round pick. Every mock I do seemingly has you all taking an offensive tackle. Is that the obvious choice here?
All right, so yes, I think so. But Brad Holmes is a wild card, and if he falls in love with a player earlier in the draft, he's got no issue trading up. He's already said best player available. They all say that. Oh, I know, but he really seems to mean it. But Monroe Freeling seems to be the guy, right? He's huge. He has a great PFF score, ranked top 10 among all tackles last year. And Brad Holmes loves the Raz. He's got a 9.99 Raz score. It's the best of any tackle since 1987. If he's not around and you want to go non-tackle, I got two guys for you. Auburn edge Keldrick Falk. I think Lions fans would be happy to have him, but the Lions probably won't take him because they don't care about the edge position. They think having Hutch is good enough. And then cornerback Jermaine McCoy, who, of course, was injured all last year. The Lions need corners, and this kid is a stud, and Brad Holmes does have kind of an affinity for injured players. So those are kind of a couple guys that maybe aren't tackles. Safety Dylan Thieneman, too, from Oregon, is another guy maybe to look out for. But if I had to bet, I would definitely say they take a tackle, and there's a bunch out there.
I just thought of something. I mean, next year's draft class, just in general, is supposed to be way better than 26. But the other thing is, if this doesn't work out in Detroit with this offense, and they do end up moving on from Dan Campbell, they very well could take a quarterback in the first round next year.
They could. Absolutely. Like, if Dan Campbell – see, this is the big question in Detroit, and nobody knows the answer. It's a weird dynamic. Dan Campbell was hired before Brad Holmes. Remember that. So Sheila Ford obviously is the boss of them both. I don't know that Brad has the power to fire Dan. I really don't. So let's say they miss the playoffs again. Now, they have an easier schedule, but the division is tougher. But let's say they miss the playoffs. That's 2 years in a row. Do heads have to roll then? Will you fire one of the two men at that point? Or do you wait another year and they got to miss three in a row? Let's not make any mistake. The Lions are making money. They got a 20,000-person season ticket wait list.
There you go.
Every game sells out. So do you really need to even fire anybody? Because the fans are going to go regardless because they're still basking in the renaissance of the Detroit Lions despite missing the postseason. So I think people do wonder if you miss this year, what's going to happen next year and still be around.
I'm looking at Jared Goff's contract. They got it out after 27 where they can get out and save themselves like $31 million if they say see you after next season. So after the 2027 season. So, again, they could draft a quarterback in the first round, let him sit behind Goff for a year, then get out for the Goff deal and let that quarterback start in 28 and kind of start over in Detroit, potentially with a new head coach as well. There he is, Jeff Rieger, 97.1 The Ticket. Follow him on X at Rieger1984. Potentially just want to warn everybody, don't get in a golf cart with him. Rieger, thank you so much.
That's unfair. That's what? Unfair. I'm going to now go sniffing for stories about you. All right? Yeah, I guarantee you, you're not clean. I used to hang out with you. I know what kind of guy you are.
Rieger, that was a long time ago. Nobody remembers anything. Take care, Mr. Rieger. Take care, buddy. There he is, Jeff Rieger, joining us there on the guest hotline. Powered by Gruber Law. One call. That is all.